Two titans of university sport.
Renewing an old rivalry.
Nottingham was painted green and gold last year.
But who will win this time?
The 2019 Nottingham Varsity Series.
It all comes down to this.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
It's an unbelievable finish from Harry Pilcher. He's waltzed through the entire Nottingham Trent defence.
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot and he nails it.
You can see him on the pitch there celebrating. And what a win for the University of Nottingham. The green and gold are marching on.
27 sports across 9 days.
Will the University of Nottingham triumph for a historic 8th time?
From Wednesday the 20th of March to Friday the 17th of May.
Follow all of the action live on URN Sport.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Trent Super Wednesday. We are here at Clifton Campus watching the dodgeball. I'm Alex Cousins, joined by James Smith.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be presenting to you what should be a very entertaining spectacle today.
Now, James, I know you've done your research. Who do you reckon are the favourites for today's game?
Well, I'd have to not be too biased here, but I would have to say Uniov, purely just based off their league form. They have 100% win. Their firsts have 100% win record, 24 points from 12 games, whereas Trent are just fifth out of the 12 teams. With 12 points from 11 games.
He's got two balls in his hand. 37, attacks, misses. He's still got three balls on his side. He goes into the corner.
Trent just waiting their time for him to just exhaust his
and here
supply.
They go, they attack.
And here they go.
Two missed. Oh no, he's put his hand up, he said he's out. Well played by Cross, number and 37 for Uniop. And that is
one set for Trent.
One set for Trent.
So that's 2 points overall.
And he goes.
44's gone. And that's another set for Trent.
Two sets to Trent and they are fired up. Number 8. Great performance as a lone wolf for Trent against 5 Uniov. He has 3 balls on his side. He's destined to go out. No, Uniov can't get it, yeah.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
That's set two, to Uniov.
2-1. 2-1 to Trent at the moment.
I believe the score overall is 4-2 now.
4-2. You get 2 points for winning a set.
One for a draw.
One for a draw. You're right, James.
Here goes 24, great block by 18, and 18, oh, great block by 24.
24 can't hit 18, oh no, he does, 18's gone.
That 18 has gone,
4v1.
Surely this can't be.
This shot, yeah. Like we said, it's only, the sets can only last 3 minutes.
Yep.
And if it ends with all, it, by the time 3 minutes are up and all players on the court, well not all, any players on the court, then it is a tie. But Uniov catch number 24's throw. It's 4-4, it's two sets all, and we're in for a great dodgeball game. But there goes another Trent player. Looks like it's 3 versus all 6 members of the Uniov team. And this will be the first time in which Uniov will get the lead if they prevail in the set. But number 28 goes for Uniov. But then again, Trent lose 2. And that, I believe, is game over, actually. Trent lost all 3 on that great attack from Uniov. And, yeah, 3-2 in favour of the green and gold. Refs ready, teams lined up for the second half. Go, and they're off. Looks like Trent are going to get... Oh, no, they don't. They only get 2. And it's Uniov with the advantage early on. 6-6, as always. And Uniov go on the attack. They all dummy it. 1 throws. It's blocked.
Oh no,
he's gone.
That's number 20 gone
is gone.
Trent.
And he raises his hand, like we said. The honourable aspect of the game really played out.
And that's 70, 8 gone for
8
Trent
gone.
As
he,
well.
He started so well and he's really falling off the pace a tad. But Trent, great
oh, catch
as
catch
well by number 10.
Oh, and he's doing a little
and
dance.
That, oh, he's celebrating and we like to see that. The bit of passion. It's now 6-2. How the tides have changed. They've obviously 4-2 in favour of Uniov, which means the scores is 8-4. However, this set looks like it's going Trent's way. 10-6 is the score. 2 points if you win a set, of course, and the rush goes in the favour of Uniov. 87 now for the green and gold attacks.
Great dodge.
Misses
by
number 8. And he wants a ball. He orders a ball and he gets one. 3 balls in favour of Trent. And they attack. But only 1 throws. But they have all 3 balls back with them. As they coordinate their tactics, take their time. Number 8 hits one out. Great play. He's back in form, hopefully, for his sake. And it's now 6 for Trent and only 5 for Uniov. This is a great varsity fixture. This is what varsity is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Two sides competing against each other with just pure passion. the Trent are looking to attack. At this point. And great play, number 20's out for Trent.
Great start by Uniov.
Really, really positive start. But that does not mean the game is over. We've seen comebacks happen. And number 8 for Trent can't strike.
Oh, no, I think he hit.
He did. He hits number 44. He's gone 5 versus 5. Oh, unbelievable dodge by 8. The athleticism on him is exceptional. And he fires away. He does another good dodge. But the balls are flying left, right, and centre. And number 10 goes for Trent.
Their star player.
Their star player goes. 5 versus 4 now in favour of green and gold. The pink boys have 3 balls in their favour and they go on the attack. Great throw, but they all miss. Expert dodges. 87 stalks number 8, but he does opt not to throw. And the Trent boys now with 2. And they toss them away. Oh no, is that number 100? Yeah, no, it's number 24. Number 24 goes. Man, it was close at the end. Trent just couldn't get that last win. And it looks like the Uniov boys have taken home the win.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
And we are back here at Clifton Campus for the women's dodgeball match. The men's having just won. Uniov men's winning 11-9. What a game that was, James.
Yeah, very back and forth. Couldn't call where it was going to go, but eventually, yep, Uniov came away with the win.
And just assessing the warm-ups, actually, I think the Trent women were looking a bit sharper than the Uniov.
And here we go.
And here we go. And Uniov win at 3 balls, but that doesn't mean Trent don't attack. And number 4 goes out for Uniov, and I believe she stepped out of bounds. Obviously, there's no leniency when it comes to if you can step out of bounds or not.
Once you're out of the court, you're out.
Once, exactly. 5 for Uniov.
Here come Uniov with the attack. Dodged by Trent.
Quite well. Good dodging by Trent. However, Uniov received their balls back. They have 3 in favour against the 2 on the Trent side, and they go on the attack. 1 dummies, 2 throws, and they both miss.
So now the 6 ladies on the Trent side are going to come with the attack. They've got 3 balls, and here they go.
Well dodged by, can't quite see the number, but it was a very, very good dodge by number 66 there. She's jumped over the ball, and now it is Uniov still have 3 balls. Sorry, Trent still have 3 balls, Uniov with 2. 98 gets the Trent girl out expertly for Uniov. That was a fantastic play. She kind of dummied an attack. The Uniov number 98 just threw it and it hit her right in the torso.
I believe one of the Uniov players actually went out in the previous rounds because they're now down to 4.
Down to 4.
Not quite sure when, but it's now 4v5.
Uniov down to 4 against 5 Trent players and the Trents go on the attack. They miss on all cylinders. Uniov strike back, but they're unable to hit someone as well. 2 balls in favour of Trent. Oh, sorry, 3 balls in favour of Trent, 2 with Uniov. And Trent look to attack. Uniov try and reply, but number 12 goes. She attempts to catch it, but there's no leniency when it's either you catch it or you're out. The only saving grace is that Uniov now have 3 balls. They fire, miss. They fire again, miss again. Trent now with 5 against the 3 of Uniov. Number 98 for Uniov, commanding her fellow teammates, waiting to attack. They've got 3 balls against 2 of Trent.
Here they go with the coordinated attack.
Coordinated attack doesn't come through.
Great dodge by 98 there.
An expert dodge. She was on her knees, but she managed to just move her head to the right and dodge it fantastically. That's rich for Uniov, doing what she does best. And she throws, but she's unable to get someone out.
Yeah, it's still 5v3 here in favour of Trent.
Yeah, it's been like 5 versus 3 for a while now, and that is partially due to the great dodging on both teams. But number 95 goes out for Uniov, and now they're in trouble. It looks like the first set and the first 2 points are going to go to Trent. And Trent now is waiting almost to attack. They're coordinating it together, and they've got 4 balls. 98 dummies in attack.
6 players as well.
6 players against the 5 of Uniov. Not looking so good for Uniov, however, by no means are they out of it, especially if they can just get a single player out, or even better, catchable. Good dodging from the Uniov girls.
Oh, but that's a catch by Trent from number 2, I believe. That's 95 gone for Uniov.
Good catch as well.
They coordinate another tack.
They miss.
Misses.
Two.
Oh, and
goes.
That's two gone for Trent. Three with a great throw there.
And it's now 5-4 in favour of Trent. However, one of their star girls is not in the fray at the moment. They miss on their attack. What
a catch
by 17.
And now it's a six full squad for Trent here.
Six-man squad against only three Uniov players.
Oh, but that's... Oh, she catches it!
Oh, what a catch!
Four
gets hit. It ricochets up into the air, and she catches it expertly. However, I believe she went out of bounds. Oh, no, what happened was there. She caught it and then went out of bounds. So, fortunately, Uniov got a member back in. However, she was eliminated.
And 66 gone for Trent. It's now 4v5. Favour of you, you're in. It's a weak attack from Trent. Oh, but no, she does...
The numberless Uniov player. Oh, and that's time.
And that's it.
And Trent win this dodgeball fixture. One for Uniov men's, one for Trent. But 10-8 to Trent. What a game of dodgeball.
Yeah, very interesting.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
And now we have the deciding fixture, mixed dodgeball teams.
A decent turnout now. It seems like the crowd are really excited about what is about to happen. The mixed teams facing off here. Three boys, three girls of each side. Uniov winning by two sets to one at the moment. However, number three goes, and now it's all square. 13 goes off Trent.
Now 98 left for Trent here.
Just 98 against two Uniov players. As soon as he releases that ball in his hand, that's where he'll be vulnerable.
Oh, and
he gets one out.
Oh, and that's 98 gone. 55 with a superb play there.
What he did there. When it was a one-on-one, I believe that kind of allows you to jump into the other person's half. As long as you don't touch the ground, it's fine. But he jumped into the half. He had to hit them, and he did.
And that is another set. Uni of University of Nottingham. 6-2, we believe now. 55.
Oh, that's unlucky for Trent.
And gets two out for Trent.
Yeah, number two. She made a great catch before, but then she wasn't able to hold on to it. And as such...
It's now 5v5.
Number one just shimmies his right foot away.
Great block by 26.
Last block by 26.
And he gets 98 out.
Yeah, fantastic play by number 26.
It's now 4v5 in favour of Uniov. 26 comes forward but misses.
Four balls with Trent and their attack. They're unable to hit anyone. 55 looks to strike back for Nottingham Uni. He opts just to hold onto the ball, get a bit of protection, buy some time.
Here come all four, Trent. Oh, and then one of the Uniov players tries to get the catch, but unfortunately fumbles it.
Yeah, unfortunately, no number on her back. However, she wasn't able to catch that dodgeball. And
now we're
really
down to 4v4.
4v4. Number one gets eliminated, and he's a big player for Nottingham Trent University. They'll be sad to see him go in this set, which could prove a decisive set. The game obviously very tense and close at the moment. However, it looks like Uniov trying to get a good foothold of this affair. Yes.
Oh, and that's
a great strike by number 26.
I believe nine, is it?
Yep, number nine goes out, and now it's just down to the two.
55 really doing...
Doing her best to dodge. She's been dodging well. She's now by herself as 13 goes out.
That's what it's 55 on Uniov. No, I'm just, you know, being a key player, he's really...
Yeah, 55 has been fantastic. 55 of Trent as well. She's by herself at the moment. She's
out.
And you don't blame her. Sorry, number 50s. No, sorry, yeah. You can't blame her for that.
I mean, that was a 5v1.
5v1.
Trent, you're going off all the balls in here. It's inevitable. She's going to get hit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Another set to Uniov. It looks like they're going to just ease this one out. There's not too long left in the match.
I believe that's 8-2 now. Here come with Uniov with the attack, but she manages to dodge that one well.
She's
pace has really slowed down here.
Really has. And I don't blame Uniov for trying to slow the pace down. Number three of Uniov predicting where the ball's going to go. She's got it wrong both times, hasn't got the catch, but there's time.
And that's another set for Uniov. I believe that makes it 10-2 now on the scoreboard.
10-2, is that the half over? I believe it is. And that is game over, 8-4 in the end to
the Uniov.
And I believe... Ladies and gentlemen, that means Uniov
Dodgeball
Varsity Champions. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
but
I can only hope.
Fantastic display. What a pleasure to watch.
University of Nottingham coming away with the win there, which will hopefully propel them on to win Nottingham Trent Super Wednesday and get that one vital point in the Varsity Series for Uniov.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
And the teams have arrived here at Clifton 3G. And let's just run you through the team. So the Nottingham Trent University team, the women on their team, Alice Bishop, Lucy Horsted, Phoebe Rusin, Jessalyn Lowe, Emma Twitchin, Tani Karimi. And on the men's, Alex Page, Edmund Humphreys, Tom Barkley, Sam Ertel, Tawhid Ibrahim and Thomas Hayes. And the green and gold, the women, Lucy Sayers, the captain, Sen Si To, Sue Quen Lim, Hannah Booth, Maya Israel and Monica Person. And the men, George Gayton, the captain, Tom Bell, Charlie Ferris, Joel Miller, Theo Rutto and Z Lu. So this is a mixed teams event and both sides at all times must have a 4-3 split of men to women or vice versa, just as long as that 3-4-4-3 split remains at all time. Good afternoon and welcome to Clifton Campus 3G. The teams are just about to start. They're all lined up. Nottingham Trent to my left, University of Nottingham to my right. University of Nottingham, the favourites, they have won the last few years and won quite convincingly at that as well. And we're underway here. The teams have begun. And he catches it. And Pearson catches it in the end zone. 1-0 to the green and gold. Charlie Ferris has caught it in the end zone.
Trent have blown there.
Fantastic. And he does the gun fingers, of course.
It's neck and neck here on Clifton campus.
Neck and neck again. 2-2. Brilliant from Ferris as he comes off to a hero's welcome. Miller with the hammer. And it's caught by Booth. That's fantastic. 3-3. Like, you're right, it is a derby fixture. And, you know, derby fixtures are different to any other kind of fixtures. You know, form, you know, in some ways goes out the window, you know. Because UON have been in great form recently, only losing one in the recent weeks.
Now the buck season's over, maybe they're a little bit out of practice.
And is that going to be a catch from Gayton? Gayton gets the point. George Gayton. 4-4. Brilliant defending by George Gayton, stopping a certain point for Nottingham Trent. They're very close to the end zone now. And it's Bell with the point. 6-6. Brilliant work from Lou.
This is about as big as they come for the uni. You know, there's nationals, there's regionals and all that, but, you know, you got to beat your neighbours.
Exactly. You can't be the best in your region or your country if you're not the best in Nottingham. And it's caught by Miller. And that is 7-7. So it's 7-7. So whichever team scores next goes into half-time with the lead.
Oh, it's gone long.
Oh, she's taken her cap off.
She can do it.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. And it's 8-7. University of Nottingham.
When there's a questionable point, if there's a loud enough applause, then the point stands.
Yeah, wow, so that will be half time then. 8-7 to the University of Nottingham. We'll join you when the second half gets underway. Ferris finds Gayton. Gayton can. Sue Quen score!
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Sue Quen Lim with the point. It's 9-7. Are University of Nottingham going to run away with it now? This is the first point in the game that a team has led by 2 points. Bell on the right now. Into the end zone. It's caught by Hannah Booth. It's 10-7 to the University of Nottingham. We were saying Booth's been getting into some excellent positions. And, you know, she had the freedom of the end zone there to catch that one and put University of Nottingham 10-7 up. How many points has Miller assisted today? He's been absolutely brilliant. Yeah, now he does find Miller. Miller into Bell. Oh, that's fantastic. That is brilliant.
Absolutely.
From the boys in green and gold.
Like a knife through butter.
Miller with the pull. And it has remained airborne for a very long time, allowing the University of Nottingham players to get well up the pitch. The pull went into the end zone. And was dropped in the end zone by the number 66.
So it's a turnover on the edge of the end zone. So now it's a very promising position for the rebound. Yeah.
Lou finds Miller. That's another point. Brilliant. So University of Nottingham have won.
Yes. They gave him a scare though, Reese. They gave him a scare.
Yes, absolutely. You know, they did have a scare for an incident. They spent most of the first half either behind or drawing. You know, they didn't spend much time winning in that first half. They did come out of it with the lead and then second half just exercised their superiority.
Very, very good start from Trent, though. I mean, if they play like that in a lot of their Bucks games and maybe even next year, just maybe a little bit more organisation and maturity, I think they can next year give them a good game.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant from Nottingham Trent today. Brilliant competition. Commiserations to them. But University of Nottingham are the winners. And they just go into a joint huddle, which...
The spirit circle. I don't know if that's a term. I might have heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's basically, this is where the captains kind of give an overview of the game, kind of like we're doing now, and say what the other team did well and what they need to improve on as well. It's a good thing to do. But yeah, there's no hard feelings after games like this.
Absolutely. You know, spirit of the game, that's great. And they're in the huddle. And at University of Nottingham have contributed towards the overall Super Wednesday point with a great victory here. Fantastic.
It's been hard earned. It didn't come easy, but I think for everyone involved, it's a good experience, you know, outdoor like this, and it sets them up well for mixed regionals.
Yep. Thank you very much for joining me, Matthew Caldwell. This has been Rhys Davies at Clifton 3G. The University of Nottingham have won.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
It's mid-spring semester. The date is the 20th of March, which means it's time for the Varsity Series to commence. After the University of Nottingham was able to triumph last year in an overall Series 11-9 victory to win their fourth Varsity title on the trot, where better for the Nottingham Trent to turn around their fortunes than on home turf? It is Super Wednesday today here at the Lee Westwood Sports Centre, and all eyes are on the home team to improve after the green and gold punished Trent 7-0 in their own backyard last year. With the day one scoring currently a 4-1 to the green and gold, our eyes and ears are focused on Court B as the archery event is about to take place. With the added importance of an archery title being decided in Nottingham, which team will end up as more of a Robin Hood than a Little John? Plenty of blistering shots from the green and gold as they are taking a 4-2 lead right now in the archery. Plenty of cheers from the Nottingham Trent side, who are really trying to drum up all the support that they have got. But they're trailing right now. As the A team has been able to triumph so far, will the B team be able to reply? Still on Team A, and from 4-2 to 7-3 for the green and gold, they are still triumphing over Trent. It seems as if Trent are trying to come up with many answers. They have plenty of cheering, but not enough accuracy. All they need to do is try and get themselves into that yellow centre and really focus in. As we're indoors, it doesn't really factor any wind or anything like that, but maybe what needs to happen is some last-minute nerves need to be settled in order for Trent to be able to triumph right now. Team B have shot, and it is now ended 3-2 with one final team to go up to shoot. Team B made it really, really difficult for the green and gold in the end, making it very, very close between Trent, but in the end, University of Nottingham were able to triumph in that round for the Team B. I'm joined here by Harriet. She's the captain of the archery team, and she's just won the archery game. Fantastic stuff. You've been able to win Wednesday, the big Wednesday for everyone here at UON. How do you feel about that?
Really good. Yeah, I'm really proud of everyone that shot today. I think we did really well. Thank you.
I think when I was watching you play for Team A, of course, and you found the start of it, it was a little bit tight at the start, and then you really were able to level yourself out and really get into your stride. Were there any nerves at the first part?
Yeah, definitely. Right at the beginning, when it was quite even, it was definitely quite difficult, but I think we found our stride and we got into it, and then it was just easy going from there.
You wouldn't be able to tell, but some people are first timers here. Yep. At the start of the year, I've just spoken to you before, and you were saying that you've been doing this for 9 years. How proud of you of your novice team today that was able to win in the end for them?
Amazing. Yeah, they only just started in October, so they've only got a few months of experience behind them, but they've done really, really well today.
What's your plans going forward with this team? Where can you really go from now on? Because now you've been able to win for Varsity, are you looking at maybe a Bucks and where you can go for there?
So this weekend we actually just had Bucks indoors and we performed really well there, and then we've got the outdoor season starting this week, and we're hoping to perform hopefully even better this summer.
Fantastic stuff, Harriet, and congratulations for the win.
Thank you.
That's brilliant, thanks very much for that.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
Score is 15-24 to Uni of Trent. To serve, comes in overarm, and it's out of play, and that is a first set to Uni of 25-15. University of Nottingham serving for the second set, 24-8 is the score. Serve goes in, it's not returned, it's gone straight out, and it is 25-8, and that's the second set to University of Nottingham. Score is 24-11 to University of Nottingham in the third set, and Trent are serving. If University of Nottingham win this point, they win the match. And it's served in, it's kept alive. The set from University of Nottingham, the spike, is kept alive by Trent. There's another set. Hit it down, and it's out. University of Nottingham have won the women's volleyball by 3-0. And look at the celebrations. Okay, and we're just with Amelia, who has just won the women's volleyball 3-0 against Trent in the Varsity Series. Firstly, how do you feel after the victory?
We all feel great. I mean, we trained hard, played really, really well. So, yeah, everyone's really, really happy with their performance. And obviously, it's great to, like, come back with a win.
Is this kind of like the pinnacle of your season, kind of the end of the season, or would you, is the league more kind of important to you?
I'd say it's quite an important game for us because it's the last game, indoor game that we'll play before we go to beach. So it's been the final game for a lot of the players that were on court today. So, yeah, for us it's quite important. It was nice to, like, go out with a high.
Yeah, and the first set was the kind of closest one. How important was it to get that 1-0 lead going into the rest of the game?
I'd say volleyball is very much a sport about momentum, so it was important, yeah, to come out strong, get the first set, and set us up really for, like, the whole game. So, yeah, it was...
Yeah, and we saw that with the other sets being a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. So, first set, obviously, like, get the nerves out of the way. Get warm up a bit and, like... Yeah, go from there, really.
And we saw big celebrations at the end. Is there going to be a celebratory crisis or any night out planned?
Possibly. Can't tell the coach, though. But, yeah, thank you.
This is URN Sport.
Match point in the men's volleyball opener. Uniov to serve. It's played in. It's kept alive by Trent. Set up for the spike now with Uniov. The green and gold go for the attack. It's kept alive again by Trent. Back up for the spike. It's back over the net and Trent seal it. Score lies at 24-14 for the green and gold. About 11 chances now to seal this game. Can they do it in the next point? It's going to be Trent to serve. It's a bit of an unconventional serve, and it's actually fooled the green and gold. Palmed in instead of the usual spike. And Uniov now fall to just a 9-point lead. It's 24-15 with Trent yet again to serve. Similar style again, but it hasn't worked this time. And the University of Nottingham take game one in the men's volleyball. Inside what could potentially be the final point in the second game of the men's volleyball. Uniov go for the spike. It's kept alive by Trent. Set up for their spike, and that's denied. And that will be the second game. Uniov firmly in the driving seat now. Potentially only one game left to go in this one. It's University of Nottingham 2, Nottingham Trent University 0 in the men's volleyball. Here we go then, match point in the men's volleyball, third game. This is for the whitewash. Trent started off well, but it's the green and gold who's got the upper hand. Serve in, it's kept alive. Thrown up for the spike. Can Trent bring something back at the end of this third game? It's the University of Nottingham now up towards the net, and it's gone out. Trent survived for another point. 24 points to 19. And it'll be Trent to serve. Five more match points available for the University of Nottingham. Serve comes in. Uniov straight up towards the net. The spike's deep, but it's kept alive. Trent up for the spike, and that's it. The University of Nottingham take the men's volleyball 3-0 in a convincing performance. It was spirited in the third game from Nottingham Trent University, but in the end, the strength and depth has proven to be the vital key for the University of Nottingham here. 3-0, final one being 25 points to 19. So I'm here with Jasper from the men's volleyball team after they've sealed that 3-0 win against Trent in the Varsity. You've got the point. How does it feel?
It feels great. It's always a big game against Trent, you know, local rivalry. But we came out here to do our best, and obviously with a 3-0 win, we're very, very happy.
Put on a good show for the fans. A lot of noise being made with the rice bottles upstairs. Under a bit of pressure in that third game, what was said in the huddles to turn it around?
I think it ended up being that we were trying to overthink the game when we need to go back to the fundamentals. So both our coaches, Rogério and Freddie, both said that go back to the basics, focus on the pass, the set and the hit, and we'll come out on top. And evidently, it did work.
Really convincing performance today. How does that play out in your season? Was that the sort of pivotal for you?
Yeah, well, obviously this isn't go towards our Bucks season, however, it's always considered a huge game in for Uni and as well as Trent. So to come out on top with a comfortable lead of 3-0, it's going to leave us in good stead for next year.
Cracking. You out celebrating tonight?
Only a couple, because, you know, we've still got the rest of the season to play.
So, fair enough. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome along to the Long Lane Equestrian Centre for the Varsity Horseball between the University of Nottingham in the Green and Gold and Nottingham Trent as part of the Big Super Wednesday, the start of the 2019 Varsity Series. And we're here for URN, myself, James Aldred, and Mr. Joe Wilkinson. Joe, before we dive into the team news here, kickoff is fast approaching. How do you see this one going? Because the University of Nottingham have a great record in Super Wednesday, great record in horseball. Do you think they'll be come out on top tonight, or Trent will be victorious?
I think it's going to be a really close one, because in the last couple of years, Trent have actually come out on top on Varsity, but UN have a victory in there as well. But they do have a very good player in the captain, Megan Downs, who has performed well across all levels, so I will be looking out for her later today. In terms of the team news, because I'll just go straight on to that, Alexa Abbott, number 9, will be starting, along with Lily Scott, number 6, and Beth Edwards, who's number 3. And then they all change in the second half, with Megan Downs, the captain, coming on as number 4, Petra Back, number 2, and Jess Burridge, number 7. So it should be a strong second half, hopefully, for UON.
Yeah, really looking forward to this one here as the players get ready for the start of this game. Obviously, it's 3 players at a time on the turf, getting ready now for kickoff here. Two halves, obviously, and the aim of the game is quite simple. Whoever scores the most amount of goals will be victorious. Goals, of course, are scored through throwing the ball into the hoop, into the hoops at either end of the pitch. In terms of the importance of this game, Joe, obviously, part of Varsity Super Wednesday, the first chapter of the 2019 Varsity Series. How important is it for is a victory here in terms of setting the tone for the series and getting Varsity off to a good start, I should say?
Well, it's always crucial, especially Super Wednesday has been really crucial for both sides for the past few years, with the UN coming on top, I think, in the past 3 years out of 4, I think. So you want to get yourself off to a good start, obviously, because then it will, as you said, it will set the tone for the rest of the competition. And I think these particular players for horseball will really, really want to win, because they mostly play friendlies year-round, and this is the first chance they really get to get that good competition. There's a decent crowd out with about 50 people. They'll be well up for this game.
Yes, indeed, and we are ready to kick off here. The referee just barking out some instructions for both sides as the ball positions itself in the middle, and we are underway here. And it looks like the University of Nottingham will pick up possession initially here. They're attacking from right to left in this first period, and they have the ball in hand and are ready to get underway as the ball makes its way back on the left-hand side to the number 3. Of course, 3 passes before a shot is allowed here, as the University of Nottingham make their way into Nottingham Trent's half, and their defence wakes up here, and it's an opportunity early on for the University of Nottingham to try and score, which they just narrowly wide there. A really good positive start by the University of Nottingham, but they are penalised for holding the ball a little bit too long there. But a positive start there for the Green and Golds, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Green and Golds, they went straight to it. They did well in terms of they were passing it straight away, quick, incisive passing, which is what you want to do. You want to make sure that your hands are nice and warm, that you're going to be able to get the early catches in.
A little bit more of a tempo now to the Trent attack as they move forward. The University of Nottingham's defence backing off here, but it's an opportunity for Trent, and they go for it, and they have the first points of the contest. A really good finish and a great start for Nottingham Trent, and they have the lead here, Joel.
Yeah, it was really, really nice blocking there from the Trent players in terms of they were leading the defence wide, so their player could go through the middle, and through the middle she does go. Defence, maybe, again, a little bit lacklustre. We expect that in the early stages, and she did actually finish it really well, straight into the hoop, no against the rim or anything.
Opportunity again for the University of Nottingham to get a shot away, and here's Scott, looks to find Abbott in a brilliant position. Great opportunity here, moves closer to the net. Surely this is going to be 2-1 to the University of Nottingham, and it is a really good finish, and the Green and Golds have their second, and the momentum of this game has completely changed. Abbott makes it 2-1, and what a turnaround, Joe.
Yeah, it was a great turnaround. I mean, expert play there from your end, switching from side to side. Trent didn't know where they were going to go next. the Scott finds Abbott with an incisive ball into the middle. Abbott has about an age due to the space that she's been given, and she slotted it in nicely, very well lined up by her, and a great goal for Johan.
Ball comes back into play, and once again the University of Nottingham retrieve it at a line out. Abbott there getting stuck in and retrieving possession. You've got to say that's been the Green and Gold's biggest strength today, the line out situations, and they're looking for a fourth goal, which could maybe put this game to bed. Great break by Scott down this right hand side. Is he going to go for it? And she does, and that's 4-2, and that is a brilliant finish. And the University of Nottingham are in cruise control here. A few seconds left of the first half, says the referee, but bursting forward there, and a brilliant finish, Joe. 4-2 to the University of Nottingham.
Yeah, it was exactly like Trent's second goal, just bursting through the middle, and very a solo goal, you might have to say, from Scott there, as she darted through at least one horse there, and a great finish into the net. I mean, I'm just going to almost paint you a picture. The net is, I would say, about 3, maybe 4 metres up. It's not like you can just throw it and it'll always go in. It's actually, and it's almost angled down, so it's angled to make it harder if you get it in. So to miss is not always the most disgraceful thing. Getting it in is very impressive.
Key here is just trying to keep the ball, I would say, and maybe find Megan Downs whenever they can, because obviously she's on a second half hat-trick and she looks to gallop forward here. Nice ball from Burridge, who burst through the middle. Here's Downs again. Now Megan Downs in space. Is this her fourth? Is this the game? You'd have to say it is. It's 8-6 to the University of Nottingham, and the referee blows the full-time whistle. That is it. The University of Nottingham have triumphed here in the horseball varsity.
Yes, I'm here after the horseball. UON have won 8-6, and I'm here with two of the players, Lily and Alexa. Right, Lily, you went 4-2 up in the first half. Great performance from you and the team. And then you immediately conceded two within about the first minute. Were you nervous that you might go on and lose the match?
Obviously a little bit nervous, but we had great faith in the rest of the team, so when they then pulled through, we knew they could do it.
Yeah, very nice. Alexa, what is this the biggest stage of them all in horseball? Were there any pre-match nerves, anything like that?
This is one of the biggest events for UON, I'd say. There were some nerves, but we pulled through.
If you had to give someone a man of the match, who would you give it to?
We'd give it to definitely our captain, Megan Downs, because it's her final year and she had a great performance and got loads of goals in, especially in the second half.
And she's really brought horseball on as a sport, so big well done to her.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you very much for that interview. Congratulations on your win.
Thanks.
Okay, so I'm here with the Golf Society Vice President, Charlie Brown, just after the Golf has won the Varsity against Nottingham Trent. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, mate. We've just won the Varsity. It's been good. We've won it confidently. I knew we would at half-time, and we've pulled it through. I won my match. We're all playing pretty good, and it's been a good day.
Yeah, got a few nerves down the end there.
There was a few nerves down the end, but I knew we'd pull it through. You know, we're the better players, and we just pulled it through at the end, even when it came down to the last hole.
And how was it? Because after five holes, you're actually 9.5 down to 5.5 down as a team. How are you feeling at that stage?
I mean, I felt quite confident. I had confidence in the guys, but I think that everyone just pulled their weight, to be honest. We knew that we were going to win, and we did it anyway.
And you and Tom Fairfax both won your first games up front. How important was that to have a good start there?
We actually lost it, unfortunately.
No, yeah. As in the singles, you both won your first two games.
I think we both knew that we were going to. We both knew that we just kind of were getting into a rhythm. We were kind of out of touch when it came to the first round. But in the second round, we kind of had the practice, and we both knew we were going to win. It came quite easy.
Okay, perfect. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate.
Varsity 2019 on URN.
Ryan, she got into a really good position there, and a really threatening position in University of Nottingham's box. It was a very good pass by Thrower, but unfortunately he couldn't quite converse it properly. Ryan couldn't quite control the pass. There was a little too much power on it, unfortunately. So the University of Nottingham can rather safely bring it away for another attack. And it's going to be a throw to the University of Nottingham here on the sideline. Number 5 gives it to number 21. Number 21 coming towards the box. It's a good pass. That's a really good claim by Wyatt. And that is a fantastic hoop from the University of Nottingham. She really has a fantastic catch followed by a really, really good effort. And the University of Nottingham get 2 more points and are now 15-0 up. And now here comes Nottingham Trent. And now they're into the box. Is this the moment? And again, it's put wide. Rebound goes up in the air. And then it's fisted out of number 16 for Nottingham Trent's hands. And I believe that is a foul that has gone the way of the University of Nottingham, perhaps.
but it's a bit of a contest. There was a little scuffle in the box there. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a throw on the sidelines for Nottingham Trent. Yeah, almost a corner equivalent in football. They're basically going to have one of those. And this is Ryan now. She claims the ball. She's trying to avoid the carry here because she knows that if she carries the ball for them, two strokes of the wheel, that's a real problem. But now can number five bring away? But unfortunately the ball just runs out of play before he can get there. That was a really good vision of a counter-attack though. It was just possession was lost by Ryan as she was trying to regain control of the ball, and number five nearly bringing it away. But it's currently a throw into Nottingham Trent with Ryan, and Ryan on the centre circle. University of Nottingham sitting back here defending deep. Ryan, throw is the option, but Ryan still has it here. Ryan, a decent effort, and it just comes off the hoop. She was going for the three-pointer there. Nottingham Trent know they have to aim big with the current scoreline, but now Nottingham can bring it away with Dammy, the number 88. Dammy's still going. Number 21. Can number 21 convert? Here's Wyatt, and it's in! University of Nottingham, 17. Nottingham Trent, 0. Well, perfect counter-attack, really good movement from all the players. It was actually a decent opportunity for Trent just beforehand, but Nottingham kept their cool, maintained their focus and brought it away to get another two-pointer. And we now rejoin the action with 10 minutes left on the clock. Not all the players are on the pitch yet. It is the University of Nottingham who have swapped sides and are now playing from left to right, and Nottingham Trent playing from right to left. Richardson's back on the pitch. He was there for the first quarter but went off for the last quarter, and now he's back on to hopefully have a more positive impact here for Nottingham Trent, who really need to do something after the fantastic last few quarters from Nottingham. And they nearly had the ideal start there with a well-timed effort from Thrower, but unfortunately again just hits the frame of the goal. But here we go. Oh, no! You would have thought that time in the original, in the first semicircle, Trent had this amazing chance but just couldn't end. But can they bring it away? But it's actually well intercepted by Nottingham. And now North, the person got about three or four really, really good hoops in the first quarter, is back on the pitch. And now Hyatt. North hits the frame, but a lovely bit of spin on that ball, and now Trent can bring it away. And the University of Nottingham, as we come back to the action, have just gone 30-10 to the good, with a well-worked move being finished off by Jones in the immediate area, making it another two-pointer for the University of Nottingham, and they are currently 30-10 to the good. And there's a sense of perhaps frustration now coming out of Nottingham Trent. They have played well, they have improved, but again, there is now a rather large score deficit which they need to improve if they have any chance of getting back into this game. And the ball's being brought away now by Khan for the University of Nottingham. There's a throw taken by Jones. North on the right-hand side of Khan, if Khan can find him. North make a decent run into the box, but the interception is made by one of the Nottingham Trent defenders. And now in a lot of spaces, Thrower here, and Ryan's on the right-hand side, if Thrower can find them. And it's actually going to be pulled back there. And the referee is explaining an incident which has just happened. It was Khan almost clattering into Thrower for the University of Nottingham. So for Nottingham Trent was on the attack, and Khan sort of came in, but he explained it wasn't a foul, and play will resume as usual. There was a certain call for a free throw in the box from Nottingham Trent, but they have to concentrate now as it's North taking it away, and he's got the option of number four on his side, but it's going to come to Jones, and it's held up. I mean, it's gone in anyway, but I think the referee's held up, and it's going to be here a free throw to the University of Nottingham. But there is a short break in play, and the free throw is taken, and it is not converted, unfortunately, from the perspective of the University of Nottingham. And we rejoin the varsity wheelchair basketball event in the last 13 seconds of the final quarter.
with the University of Nottingham firmly in cruise control, particularly in this last period, with current score University of Nottingham 37, Nottingham Trent 20. It has been an evenly fought match. It's been well contested on both sides, but ultimately Nottingham has just been slightly more, whilst Nottingham Trent have missed some pretty good opportunities, which has rented the scoreline from being closer. And the ball comes to number 10. There's 12 seconds of open play. Union Nottingham may perhaps look for that three-pointer to get it to 40 and have their score double, thinking about since Nottingham Trent. And it comes to number 64, Jones. And that is the icing of the cake. Union Nottingham 39, Nottingham Trent 20, with 1.3 seconds left to go. You may be about to hear a mighty roar with the game about to end, with 1.3 seconds of normal time remaining. Now, I've been Alex Duke. It's been very enjoyable commentating this match. It's been a great match to watch, and that is it. Thank you very much.
This is URN Sport.